The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General has found some pretty curious things on the agency's list of sites that could be terrorist targets, such as a popcorn factory in Indiana, a flea market in Tennessee, and a donut shop. The agency counters that the list is being misunderstood. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Trey Boggs, the owner of the Sweetwater Flea Market in Sweetwater, Tennessee, was pretty surprised today to learn that his business is in a Homeland Security database of critical sites.
I wouldn't really think a flea market would be a, I'm obviously not a terrorist, so I really can't speak for that, but I wouldn't think it would be a very high risk.
Although he says you never know, the flea market is big, about 4 football fields long, and it attracts thousands of people each weekend from all over the East Coast. John Thompson is general manager of the Trees of Mystery, a family-owned tourist attraction in the middle of Redwood National Park in Northern California. He thinks the facility is also an unlikely terrorist target, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
In our little tiny mud puddle up here, we're a pretty big tadpole, not like the Statue of Liberty in New York or the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, but for our little neck of the woods, we're a fairly important place.
But Homeland Security Inspector General Richard Skinner listed Trees of Mystery as one of several dozen unusual items included in the database, which is supposed to list the nation's key resources and critical infrastructure. Skinner said a lack of guidance to states, which submitted the items, has led to some distorted results. For example, Indiana is listed as having more than 8,500 critical assets, 50% more than New York.
There is one word to describe this administration's approach to homeland security, and that is incompetent.
Carolyn Maloney is a Democratic congresswoman from New York, a state that's been fighting recent cuts in federal homeland security funds. She notes that the database shows her state with only 2% of the nation's banking and financial assets, somewhere between North Dakota and Missouri.
It also lists Washington State with nearly twice as many national monuments than the District of Columbia. It appears not to have any standards or definitions of what should be on this list.
Homeland Security officials say they're trying to clarify just what kinds of assets the list should include. They also note that this database is not what determines how Homeland Security funds are distributed. Jared Agin is a department spokesman.
This is a spreadsheet, a database where state and local authorities give us information about assets within their communities, and we compile it in an area where we can use it as a tool and as information, but it is not our list of the critical infrastructure throughout the U.S.
Agin says the agency comes up with that list using this database and a lot of other information as well. He says it's worth having a comprehensive database, though, even one listing such things as the Mule Day Parade in Columbia, Tennessee.
If there is some sort of threat, which we get in the future, to theme parks or to parades, we can go to the database and see, we have where these are happening throughout the U.S.
And local authorities can then be alerted. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.